Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Chad Hartman Show now brings you...
Rochelle.
A reporter turned columnist's strange, exotic, and dare we say iconic...
You're wasting my time here.
...journey through cheers and jeers. Please welcome from the Minnesota Star Tribune, Rochelle Olson.
I mean, right there, you got an open, including you ripping me. I mean, what could be better?
I'm practically crying. This is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. This is hilarious. I love it.
Yes. Thank Dave Harrigan.
My new walk-on.
Yes.
Thing. If you don't repeat this next week, I'm going to be so upset.
Oh, it's a fixture.
No, it's, yeah, we repeat it till we run it into the ground, and then we keep repeating it.
Yeah. It's, yeah, I love to beat things into the ground. I'm not allowed to partake. This is an area where I'm told to stay in your lane. So Dave is outstanding at this. You know, so.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very good.
Well, you're going to get some of my home-baked chocolate chip cookies because that is the most beautiful thing anyone's ever done for me.
Let's go. Well, that's also indicative of a very sad life. I mean, if that was the most beautiful thing, I mean.
Be nice.
I mean,
be kind.
I mean, it kind of took
a. Oh, my goodness.
It took a hard swerve there, did it? You know?
It did. Okay, Kimmel.
If you invited Dave and I over to your mansion, I'm talking the metro area mansion, not the one in the Brainerd Lakes, and you were gonna make food, what food? Because obviously it sounds like the chocolate chip cookies, which we'd love. What would the entree be?
Well, first of all, I would of course inquire about any special dietary restrictions or preferences. But, I mean, the go-to thing, I love to make a bolognese sauce because it's kind of foolproof, but it takes a little time.
Yeah.
I could make you Julia Child's burgundy beef. I like that, too. It's easy, but it takes time, and it's foolproof. Those are two of my, and those are, you know, winter recipes. I'm also pretty good with salads, too. So I could tailor a salad to your liking. Maybe a little buttery rice pilaf to go with something. So,
Dave, you available tonight?
Fall or winter?
Show up around 5:36.
Yeah.
No, these things take hours. You know, they're easy to make, but they take hours.
I mean, you got time. It's 2:10.
Should have already started. I would say.
Yeah. I mean, why haven't you planned this up? All right, we'll do that sometime. Rochelle is here. You check out Rochelle's excellent work in the Star Tribune. Let's start with the biggest news story of the week in politics, Tim Walz. Tim Walz running. Now, last time I asked Tom Hauser this, Hauser does believe that Walz changed his mind multiple times, that absolutely was running, and then the horrific tragedy happens with the Hortmans. Then really was skeptical, might not do it, and then another horrifying tragedy takes place at Annunciation, and that might have sealed it for him to say, no, I'm running. Do you buy that?
Well, I don't know what the sort of mileposts along the way were, but I do think he was ready to go until the Hortman. I mean, as in ready to seek a third term until the Hortman thing happened, and not to minimize what happened, the assassination.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that gave him pause and wanted to catch his breath. And I tend to agree. I do think that he legitimately was on the fence at multiple points in the past over the summer. And people would come away, other reporters would, and it was, of course, in the circles I travel in, it was always like, what do you think? Is he running in?
Yeah,
is he running in?
Right.
And we'd go back and somebody'd be like, oh, well, I saw him. And no, I don't think so. Or, oh, I think he's in. Or I think ultimately he will. Like, da, da, da. It was always, people came away after seeing him or talking to him at different points. We saw him on the editorial board in early July. And he came into the Star Tribune offices. And I thought, oh, he's in. I mean, he seemed at that moment very energized and engaged and in a good space. But then as the summer went on and we were hearing other things, yes. So I do think he went back and forth. And I don't know. I mean, seems like his heart's in it at the moment. I know that there were people around him who definitely wanted him to run because, as we know, he can raise a lot of money very mm-hmm. quickly. And
already has a lot of money.
Right. And I think they think they would point to the current Republican field and say, well, if he weren't so strong, if he were weaker, there would be better Republican candidates in the field. So they think they like his chances. They like that. And you've got an open Senate seat. You're going to have Tina Smith's Senate seat. It is going to be a close race between Angie Craig and Peggy Flanagan. And I think there's some people who think, well, we don't want to have a knockdown, drag out race at the top of the ticket as well for the governor's office. So, yeah, I think he definitely went back and forth.
He did, but probably had decided by the fair, since they put all that footage out there of him shaking hands and the great B-roll and stuff. So let's get to another one with Walls where more is coming out about the former vice president's book, Kamala Harris, including, guess what, Tim? You weren't my first choice. Pete Buttigieg was my first choice. Thoughts on that? And then, more in particular, her explanation. Her explanation of, look, I'm a black woman married to a white guy, Jewish guy. I don't think the country was also ready for this combination and a gay man. I know he's pushed back at that. What was your thinking on just her openness on that? And then her explanation on that.
Well, I don't think she's wrong. And I remember hearing that at the time. I mean, as we know, Buttigieg, I just saw some clip of him this morning, and it's like, wow, is this guy he's an excellent communicator. And I think, I don't know that the country was ready for that. And I think that was kind of the thinking at the time. So I don't know. It's hard to disagree with that. But on the other hand, hindsight, of course, you can look back and say, well, why not? But I don't know. What was the other question?
Well,
I'm sorry.
Let's stay with because it's a pretty sad indictment. And you're probably right that we're talking now in 24 and 25 that we're uncertain if this country could accept a gay vice president, let alone a gay president. What in the hell is wrong with us? Honestly.
Well, dude, I don't think it's just that this country can't. I mean, look at what's happening now. I mean, we're demonizing transgender people.
Yep.
Some people are trying to make this all about transgender people. It's like, really, who cares? I mean, that's not what this is about. But I think it was the combination of a woman of color at the top of the ticket and a gay man with children, you know, God forbid.
Oh, no, not that.
As the vice president. And we all saw how she was demonized, although some people wouldn't even concede that she was demonized. They would just say she was, I mean, there's still people who are talking about one Ketanji Brown Jackson being a DEI hire, this very incredible human being and accomplished woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, there are people who think that she stole that seat. Yeah. Okay,
I'll say this: I personally don't think Harris was a good candidate. I don't think she was in 2020, but I think for some, and it's tens of millions, they automatically eliminate it because of the color of her skin, and that's gross.
Well, the color of her skin and her gender. I mean, I think we're still, look, when Hillary first stepped out, I mean, how many years ago was this? I don't know, 10, 15 years. People were talking, laughing about her, and I hate to even say it, but cankles.
Yep.
They were talking about her appearance in a very derogative way. But, you know, Donald Trump has apparently bloated ankles, and that's okay.
Right.
The same people who had an issue because Hillary Rodham Clinton didn't look a certain way or didn't act a certain way, more likely. The women, there is, I mean, I think you see also in this turn, I mean, look at Turning Point USA, women, look, this is a guy, Charlie Kirk, who said women are supposed to submit. And the women we're talking about, these Democratic politicians, they weren't submitting to their husbands or the country. So that's never going to fit the mold for some people.
One more thing, too, on the transgender. Ken Klippenstein, who's actually broken some pretty good stories over the last couple of years, he reported today, Rochelle, or maybe it's the last 24 hours, that the administration might be preparing to designate transgender people as violent extremists. Think about that. If we're just going to use that broad brush on every individual who's transgender, that would be grotesque. Let's point out the individuals who committed violent acts who are transgender. Let's challenge, let's make sure they face the full force of the law, just like a heterosexual individual, just like a homosexual individual. But we're really in this country going to broad base all transgender individuals as violent extremists? I guess with this administration, I'm done being shocked, but that would be repugnant, in my opinion.
Well, let me tell you, Chad, it came to me on social media overnight, something from the U.S. Holocaust Museum, early warning signs of fascism, a list of items. Number three, identification of enemies as a unifying cause. What they are doing is identifying transgender people as an enemy. That is an early warning sign of fascism. That is what they are doing. It is very dangerous. It's dangerous for transgender people. It's wrong. It's horrifying. But it's also, I mean, it's incredibly scary.
It is. And for anybody who's getting upset about what Rochelle said, you know who else accuses people of being fascists all the time? Donald Trump. So acting like Donald Trump hasn't said that multiple times, you're fooling yourself. I want to come back and talk about something Tim Pawlenty said to us early in the day and get more into cheers and jeers. Rochelle Olson, Star Tribune, she'll give your opinion right here on this show, and we're lucky to have her. I'm lucky to have insurance, which I believe in. Yeah, I'm not crazy about the price. I'm not going to lie about that. Home insurance pricing has jumped. So it's not like I'm going to tell you with Amber Scholl, oh, they're giving it away. You know, Amber has the office, which I've used for a long, long time. She's been with the office for 15 years. She's been running it for multiple years. It's with American Family. I want to have a local office. I want to have a team I can contact. So not just a 1-800 number. And by the way, American Family's outstanding. They're every bit as competitive as anybody in the business. So take some time. Go to the web. Go to teamscholl.com. SCHOLL.com. Look it up. Track them down and explain your situation. Maybe it's you on your own in a condo. Maybe it's you where you have a home and a cabin. Good on you. Maybe it's you because you have four kids and two are driving right now. They will go through what you have, try to match up pricing. If they can't beat for the combination of coverage and pricing, you've learned you're in better shape. Guess what? Bunch of the time, they're gonna beat what you have because I've believed in this office for 35 years. Track them down today, teamscholl.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Back with Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune. Tim Pawlenty comes on this show frequently. I think he's an excellent guest.
And for the an excellent fill-in host, by the way,
as well. And for the first time today, he confirmed that multiple D.C. insiders have met with him. I was told a prominent Republican flew out recently, and they have tried multiple times to convince him to jump into the Senate race. And he said he was flattered, but at this point, he doesn't feel like he fits in with the direction of the party right now. I mean, it was clear, he said, because I asked him, he stole the fire, he goes, I do. He goes, my politics as a traditional conservative doesn't match up with where the party is. He also acknowledged that might be an easier race, in his opinion, if he was running against Peggy Flanagan as opposed to Angie Craig. So confirming that, I know one person who a prominence who I've been told flew out, but he said this is multiple times the last few months just trying to convince him to run for that Senate seat. What is your reaction to that?
Well, that's interesting. Nice scoop there, Chad. Yeah. Get Pawlenty to talk about that on the radio. I'm curious. I want to know why he doesn't fit, why he thinks he doesn't fit in, because I covered Tim Pawlenty for a long time, and he certainly tacked to the right.
Oh, yeah.
From the time he was in the legislature, where he was more pragmatic and moderate, to when he was running for president. So I'm curious how he thinks he doesn't fit in, or is it just that he can't bow to Trump?
I think it's that.
So I'd be
right?
curious.
He used my name. He goes, Chad, don't forget, I tried this in 18. He goes, I tried to jump back in 18, and I lost. And he lost to Jeff Johnson. And as you remember, there was a fair amount of criticism because he might have had the audacity to say, hey, Donald Trump's not telling the truth, or we got to reach out more. It wasn't like he was a liberal criticizing Donald Trump, but he called him out on some of his more outlandish claims. And there were many people in the party who held that against him. And let's be honest, the Republican Party in 18 compared to now, to now in 25, they're even more MAGA, including in this state. So, and Dave, you chime in. You talked to him a lot, right? I felt like that there was part of him who was like, yeah, I really would think about it. But he also remembers what it was like to lose in 18 and doesn't think it'd be any different this year.
Yeah, it seemed to me like he's got very, very, very little interest because of what you just said. He sees the party going a different direction than him and probably doesn't really care for how it went in 2018. He doesn't want any part of that again.
No, and let's also add this, Rochelle. Who else is going to jump into this race for the Senate seat? It's not just going to be Royce White, I don't believe.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question because I don't have any idea. I mean, there was initially thinking that State Rep Kristen Robbins would jump in, but that she was weighing the two, the governor's race and the Senate race. She's now running for governor. I think there's some people who still sort of wish she'd jump in the Senate race. I don't know. And boy, that's I don't know if I'd say that's hard to hear, but it's a bummer. I mean, Pawlenty, He's more conservative than probably I would prefer, but he'd be a good senator. I mean, he's a good human being. He's a good guy. He's a smart guy. He's incredibly talented.
Absolutely.
And he could do Minnesota proud in the Senate. So it's disappointing to hear that he thinks he doesn't fit. And I mean, I don't see any indications of anyone else getting in at this moment. I'm not super plugged in, I will admit, in the behind the scenes machinations there in the Republican Party in this particular race. But there are no there's no smoke coming from any corners that I'm hearing or seeing. And so, wow. I mean, that's a bit of a, I don't know if you'd say bombshell, but
significant.
It's also a bummer that he thinks that that's where the party's at. I mean, because he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He would be an outstanding senator. He would be, for all sorts of reasons that I'm sure your listeners are well aware of.
Yeah, let's finish with guns and a special session, what you witnessed this week. And then we had another prominent Republican on this week, the Speaker of the House, Lisa Damoth. Asked her a lot of questions. I think I tried Dave 4 times to see if I could pin her down on running for governor. At one point, did she go, oh, my, or something like that. I forget when I wouldn't let up. But then I said special session. Yeah, I said special session. And, you know, again, it's mental health. It's securing schools. It's trying to help people out. And I said, what about the possibility of you get more mental health? You get securing schools more. Would you look at anything regarding guns? And she quickly went back to look at the Democrats couldn't get anything done on guns when they controlled, you know, the Senate, the House, and the governor's position. So why should we think they're going to get something done this time? So this idea that we're going to get gun legislation out of a special session, I think the chances 0 to 10 are about zero.
Yeah, I'd like to be a little, I'd say maybe 0.5.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I sat through calculating it. I mean, there was about 3.5 hours of hearings Monday and Wednesday, 3.5 hours each day. So, and I don't think the Republicans, the 5 Republicans on this working group, this committee, they didn't even want to say the word gun. You know, they don't even want to talk about at one point, Senator Heather, the chairperson is Senator Ron Latz, who was absolutely amazing through all of this. And he kept trying to say, well, will you even commit to having a discussion? This doesn't mean you have to sign on to a bill. You don't have to vote for it. But will you get together and talk about it? And of all the proposals they had, I mean, a couple Republicans might have raised their hands saying they would maybe get together and talk about putting more officers in school. I think that was their idea. You know, I don't know where the money's going to come from that and what having another officer at the door will do when somebody shows up with an arsenal, but okay. And mental health. So they wouldn't talk about safe storage. They wouldn't talk about anything. These are all preliminary discussions that they were unwilling to have. So no, I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be a special session. I don't see how it gets passed. I mean, I think at one point there was some hope that Republicans in the more swing districts, like the suburban Republicans, might cross over, be willing to even talk about it. But if they are, I think that hope has been extinguished. And the fact that they keep bringing this up, you know, the Democrats could have passed it when they had the trifecta. Well, no, you weren't helping them then either.
But there were Democrats in greater Minnesota who would not vote for what a lot of the Metro Democrats wanted.
And one of them's gone. One of them was, in the like Hermantown and the Iron Range, they wouldn't vote for safe storage. But part of the reason they wouldn't do that was because none of the Republicans were helping out. If the Republicans were willing to vote for some of that stuff, that would have given the Democrats cover as well. But you can't just put all this on Democrats, a handful of Democrats in greater Minnesota, who, by the way, most of whom were freshmen, and say, well, it's their fault, when you didn't put up a single Republican vote for anything. And again, let's talk. We're talking about assault rifles here. The stuff that people go in I encourage everyone. I link to it in Cheers and Jeers, and I really wish everyone would go and watch. Starts at about minute 47. These physicians, the physician who was first on the scene at Annunciation with the EMS crew, the trauma surgeon from HCMC, and another doctor from Children's, talk about the damage from these guns and what we put these children through. These physicians, these trauma surgeons, were crying over what they saw on August 27th. Go watch that and then tell me you just can't do anything. And that's exactly, the Republicans sat there and they saw that, said, nah, you know, we had Senator Howe say, well, I like to play plinkers. He likes to shoot tin cans. So, no, we can't put any restrictions on these purchases.
Good stuff as always. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Bye.
Rochelle Olson here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Let's go. We're later than ever. Come on, let's jump in. Come on. I blame Rochelle. That was like a 3.5 minute last answer.
Couldn't have been your fault going along. Never would be.
Not my fault.
Let's talk about when you went early. That was last week. No jokes aside. All jokes aside, excuse me. Last Thursday, when you just bigfooted the segment and said, we're doing Am I Wrong Today? Knowing Am I Wrong is a Friday staple.
I said, can we do Am I Wrong Today? I've missed it. And I didn't want to miss it again because I enjoy it so much.
Well, then maybe you should show up on a Friday once in a while before today.
I'm here. Right here.
Nice of you to make it.
Yeah.
This from the committee last night.
I'll tell the committee that.
This notice, Chadwick Hartman, serves as a formal censure regarding your recent conduct, unilaterally demanding an early Am I Wrong segment on Thursday, September 11, 2025, prior to the scheduled meeting that evening of the committee and the established schedule of Am I Wrong on September 12th, which has been found to be in direct violation of the standards and expectations of our organization. Your actions demonstrated a lack of professionalism and judgment and have negatively impacted both committee morale and segment integrity. Such behavior is unacceptable and will not be tolerated. Please be advised that any further infractions may result in more severe disciplinary action and including your removal from Am I Wrong, which does stand as a privilege given to you, not in any way a right. Let this letter stand as an official record of our disapproval and a clear warning to adhere to established policies moving forward.
I couldn't care less.
You have hereby been censured.
Okay, I don't care. You're the only person on the committee I care about.
What about Dennis? James? Robin?
No. Don't wish harm upon him.
Bonnie.
Don't care. If I get invited to a meeting, then I'll meet him. Why can't I go to a meeting?
Because you're not a part of the committee.
I'd like to be part of the committee.
And you don't get to be a part of the committee.
Why not?
Because you don't get to rule on committee resolutions while also being part of the committee.
That's you what
not
Trump see does. The conflict. I mean, come on. Works for Donald.
It's America. This is America.
Come on.
It's America.
All right, what do we got?
It was there's always
I got the legs kicked up. I'm so excited.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to work for two segments. Good for you. There's always medical and, you know, dietary and nutrition and exercise news. It's constantly coming.
Never
to
ends.
Us, right? Never
yep.
ends. This week, early this week, we learned in the news climbing 50 stairs is apparently, according to a new study, equal to taking that 10,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
Climbing 50 stairs equal to 10,000 steps. Now, I and nobody in the committee is a exercise science degree
Sterologist.
Holder, anything like that. But we can all tell you this with 100% certainty. No, it's not. Climbing stairs for less than a minute
an expert.
Is not equivalent to about 1.5 hours of walking. To expand that, you'd be telling me that 250 stairs would be equivalent to roughly the 50,000 steps it would take a walk to walk a full marathon course. The committee can tell you movement is good, motion is lotion, use it or lose it. And it can also tell you that as a species, we know nothing about exercise.
Nothing.
We know nothing.
Zero.
Everything else.
It's tough to learn.
Everything else other than movement is good. It's a working theory that will change our minds on in about 3 months or so when some other new fitness fad comes along.
Am I wrong?
Moronic behavior from the committee. First of all, we don't know what kind of stairs. I saw the item. I don't think they did. They label the stairs?
No. Do you want like a 10-foot stair?
Well, I mean, at a mansion like yours compared to a little shack like mine, our stairs are very different.
I think it's the standard, you know, roughly 10-inch stair.
Just so if I just go up one stair and come back, that's a stair?
No, no. 50 stairs, the individual stairs, climbing 50 stairs. If you're going from the first to fourth level or whatever, if that takes 50 stairs to get up there, they're saying that is equivalent to 10,000 steps.
Well, that's lunacy.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I looked at it. I looked at it when I saw the story. And
you don't read well.
I dismissed it. I mean, I might not have my glasses again. I thought it was like a full set of stairs, like 50 full sets of stairs. When I lived in an apartment years ago, River West apartment, I used to exercise that way with the stairs. Now I just look for the elevator. I've learned. They've got this new invention.
You're too busy housewalking. You don't need stairs.
I'm a tremendous. Why does housewalking come up more? Although I did cut myself really bad a couple weeks ago. Blood on the new carpet. Probably not a good idea.
Sorry to hear that. Do you want another hour?
Doesn't really sound like you're that disappointed that I was bleeding.
Well, I'm sure you had a Band-Aid involved. You took care of it, right?
I screamed for a while, too.
I'm sorry to
hear
that.
The window was open. The neighbors saw me on the couch.
Did you have somebody quickly to say, are you okay? You okay?
No, thank God. That was not happening because that just drives me nuts. All right, let's pause.
Smart.
Another person who detests the committee, Jason DeRussia, is going to join us in a matter of minutes. Speaking of exercise that's valid, that's legit, that is without debate, flexibility, stretching, lotion in the motion, as Dave suggested, you better do this at home. But I've got another place who can set you up with the fundamentals and put you in a better position with trained professionals. Yes, again, I'm talking about my friends with StretchLab.com. Maybe this afternoon, it's raining out. You want to get some exercise when you're done with work or you're done with whatever you're doing. You can't go for your walk. You can't go for your bike ride. You can't do pickleball. Go to a nearby StretchLab location. The trained professionals will evaluate you, the technology they have, the conversation they have. You sign up for that 50-minute session. You will feel better right away and sign up as a monthly customer. I believe in it. Sometimes I go weekly. Sometimes it's every couple weeks. It's me. It's Quentin. It's friends. You could be 80. You could be 20. They'll work you in. StretchLab.com. Let's jump right back in here. Tunes from Farm Aid. Jason has committed to us that he'll be attending every moment of Farm Aid.
Might be a very damp Farm Aid, too.
Yeah. Well,
we'll see how the rain works out tomorrow.
You can get a rain jacket sponsorship. I'm sure.
I'm out. I'm out on Farm Aid.
Doesn't do much for me.
It's fine.
I mean, I make it.
There are a couple bucket list type guys on there, right? If you've never seen them before, it'd be cool to see.
You're against farmers, too. We've known that for a while.
Just pig farmers. Love them.
Yeah, those folks. Yeah.
Come on, give it to us.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a chance to see Dylan a number of times. I don't know if I'm going to understand them.
Yeah.
Willie, I don't know. How many Willie tunes do I need?
Johnny, you would enjoy it if you were there, but you're not going to go out of your way. That's where I am.
But I'm not going to be there for 13 hours. Mm-mm-mm. Let's go, committee.
All right, let's talk about our neighbors to the north, shall we? Story in the news a couple days ago about how Canadians are upset. They are incensed that Americans are wearing little maple leaf lapel pins or in some other ways.
Yeah.
Pretending to be Canadian while traveling abroad so as to not take flack from the locals.
Yeah.
Who are perhaps a little angry with America these days.
Kind of weak.
Yeah. Canada, aside from your anthem and hockey, let's be honest, America has given you everything that you have that is good.
Okay.
Everything. Okay. We allow you into our sports leagues, MLB, NBA, MLS. Yeah. Yes, even the NHL, a hockey league. You couldn't even make a good league for your favorite sports. You had to come into ours.
How about the CFL? Fun.
Excuse me, are you supposed to be talking now? Okay. What do you do with your most talented actors, musicians, comedians? Nothing. Nothing. They all come here. We turn them into stars. You're welcome, Canada. You're welcome for all that we've given you, because all you give us is wildfire smoke that we're learning also this week has killed tens and thousands of people, perhaps around the globe. Great job, Canada. So, you know what? Grab a rake or a hose, put out the fires, then you can start complaining. Until then, cram it and get over yourself.
Am I wrong?
Let's go to the Canadian correspondent, Jason DeRoche. He lives in the Northern Metro. What do you have to say?
How do you feel about Jim Carrey, Seth Rogen?
Like I said, Peter Jennings. They came here to become real stars.
What about Martin Short? Pamela Anderson.
What about them? They came here to be real stars. Like I said, we turned them into the stars and said, you're welcome, Canada.
Committee member.
But we needed to go to Canada. We're so pathetic, we had to go to another country to get our stars.
Name one, Mr. Expert here. Name one person who's a star in Canada that never came here.
Me?
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Well, you can't.
So there's no one.
Come on, Justin Trudeau, is that your guy?
Well,
no, they weren't stars until they came here. We recognized talent. We said, you know what? Pluck them out of the big white north. They're coming here, and we're going to turn them into stars.
Well, you'd like Canada to be the 51st state then.
Would be against it.
Yeah. Big state.
Big state. A lot of state there.
I would be against it. That's a lot of stuff for us to take care of. We're not so good with these sort of auxiliary states or territories, you know?
No.
Weren't so great with the Hawaiian, like with the wildfires.
I don't think Donald realizes how big Canada is.
Real big.
I don't think
most of it unpopulated.
Yes, I don't think real favorable, Tim.
If they were 51, would they get to keep the provinces, or we just wipe them all
out? So how do you feel about Americans pretending to be Canadians to avoid?
Weak.
That's our right.
Oh.
It's all right as Americans.
So your favorite line.
I like it. I've come around to your side. I'm with the committee.
Oh, weak. Come on, squeeze one more in.
I'm not you, Chad. I can't do it in 30 seconds.
Wow.
Not my concern.
Yeah. Best 30 seconds of someone's life.
I seem fun.
Yeah.
Wow. What's happened to CCR Radio?
Yeah, it's used to be.
What happened? You know, my kids can't listen. What's happened? Guess what? Card to Sharks.
We got it. It's happening.
Which we're listening to because guess what's back in our family? Bowling has returned for Q.
Love it. Have
an awesome weekend, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.